Blog Talk Radio.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping. Hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
Baby, this ain't trickin', we got it. Order what you want at the bar, we pops it. Hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping. Hell crazy, high heels on.
My boy Gesto, what's good, Jay? Let me scream at him for a minute.
Yo, flying, flashy, doing my thing. Seat down in the club, making it rain. And gas in the VIP. When I step up in the club, all eyes on me. I hit the dance floor, do the swag on. Please excuse my hands, they get their grab on. 700 on the Prada, 20 for the make. Turn out to bump into me and make me feel my drink. Got it full of rosé, check full of comma. Two-stepping with a nigga, baby mama.
Yeah.
But we can tell that he don't want no drama. It's our block, gun stop, he go in one shot.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin'. Shorty on the dance floor, shakin', thumpin'. Hell crazy, high heels on. Baby girl, it's your song.
Y'all know
what it is. Baby,
what's
the main thing we got to.
Yeah.
All of what you want, that's about yeah. We pop to.
Yeah.
Watching me, ain't nobody watching you. I could buy the bar, but you could only buy a shot or two. I'm a hustler, homie, I had the scene stopping too.
Yeah.
I done sold a rock or two, I do what I gotta do. Them ladies up in VIP looking poppable, and I'll probably pop them all, anything's possible. I'm so appealing that I'm feeling unstoppable. I feel like losing ain't optional. That's when I spotted you. Who was so sexy, I said, forget the hotel. I'ma let you step in the crib. No, I won't give you breakfast today, but you can eat me for breakfast. It's after we had sex.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin'. Shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumpin'. Hell crazy, high heels on. Baby girl, it's your song. Baby, this ain't taking, we got sick. All of what you want, that's the bar we pop.
That's what this is on, hey, yo. Hey, yo, see where you at? Do that T-Pain thing you do. Where that, where that?
Yes, 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 yes. Once again, it is Hot Sugar. Hot Sugar. I am your boy, Heaven Hollywood. It is another Saturday, September 12th, 2015. Hot Sugar is back. I should be joined shortly by my people here in the Sugar Dish. Ari Good, Ms. O.D., hopefully the boss lady and Dan Morrell. And it is basically your exclusive celebrity gossip tea, Twitter rant, Instagram shade, whatever else is going on, real time. So we're going to be showing you, getting you caught up to date on all of the stuff that's going on today and through the week. Oh, man. Oh, my God, it's 11:03. Hold on, I have to make an announcement here. It is 11:03, and Miss O.D. is in the building. What in the hell is going on tonight?
You know it.
Miss O.D., how are you tonight? You sound worn out. What are you at it, New York Fashion Week or what?
No, I wish I was, but I'm doing a lot of work and having to give a lot of directions out and shit like that. You know how it goes when you're a boss bitch and shit. You know.
Yeah, when you, there you go. When you're a boss, that's what happens. So
we got a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. You got a lot going on there. There's a lot going on. My left-hand bitch was with me tonight at 11:03.
No, I'm saying
here comes,
nobody stopped this party.
That is good to hear. And here comes the other boss lady, Miss Adi Good, is in the building as well.
Hey,
Good, good. I'll be fresh off a trip here from Vegas.
When I tell you I was turned, I wouldn't have made sense if I called in and tried my very best.
Yeah, my
it's
goodness.
Now,
crazy.
What
was
last week, and then honestly, like the past month has been like a total blur to me. It's been ridiculous.
Everybody deserves 1 month like that in their life.
Thank you, because my mother was concerned, and I said, listen, no, let me just get out my system now, goddammit.
Word.
But I'm good.
Up. Your mom is concerned?
Well,
it was
a
month-long binge, you know, parents start taking heed to things going on like that when it goes on for so long. They're like, you know, I love you, baby, and I know you're responsible, but I'm a little worried.
Just a little bit. Yeah, no, but I'm good now. I'm good.
Yeah, I had me one of those months.
Good to have you girls back. We're going to go through some of the things that's going on. It's just been a celebrity tea filled last 3 days. I think everything picked up the last 3 days because the beginning part of the week was a little quiet. But
mm-hmm.
I have to start off, and I have to still congratulate my girl, Serena Williams, for an amazing feat. She did win 3 in a row. She was going for the Grand Slam in the calendar year. And I said
Drake
before,
his
everyone knows
ass
that. Everyone knows that I am.
All his
right.
Juju will miss shit.
Yeah, I am. Everyone knows that I am like, if there was a such thing as, well, there are male groupies. But there's such thing as a male groupie. I'm a Drake male groupie. But I said from the beginning, I said, Drake, don't you show your yellow ass up at this U.S. Open. because we got away with it at Wimbledon. He did show up at Wimbledon. Everyone saying, oh, you know, she never wins when Drake is there. He did show up at Wimbledon. She won. But you see, Wimbledon was only to get the third one. Now, the U.S. Open was to do history.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, please just stay away until this is over. He stayed away through the quarterfinals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He
didn't show up when he faced her sister. For all the people trying to blame Kim Kardashian, remember Kim Kardashian was there for the match against her sister. She won. I said, please do not. So here comes Drake in the semifinals against a no seeded opponent, who Serena just dominates. She always beats. And I look up on the screen. So now first somebody from hit me up and said, yo, Drake is at the match. So they hadn't showed him yet. And I said, oh, no. Now at this point, Serena had already sweeped through the first set 6-2, killing this girl. But I swear to God, the moment they showed Drake, now he was there, but they hadn't showed him. The moment they showed him on TV, things just started to change. And Serena ends up losing to this girl.
Just nobody.
Nobody. And ends up, did not make history. And my goodness, was she upset. You could tell she was pissed. And then all of Instagram starts blaming Drake. Like, after I'd already told him a week ago don't show up, all the Instagram blames Drake. So Ari Good, Ms. O.D., Drake the cause of Serena Williams losing in this semifinal.
Yes, but in my opinion, I think he is, but not because he showed up, but probably because he knocked their ass down the night before. And everybody knows, you're in competition, you don't fuck. And you know he's been getting in that ass. That's why I think she lost, because she didn't have any pent-up anything. She was cool as a cucumber, and you can't be cool as a cucumber trying to win some shit.
Right.
This is true.
Totally agree. They had a video the night before. They had a video of her and him. Yeah, and then she comes walking out to the limo on the way to the match. She looks like she's sluggish and slow. And I said, my goodness, no. So then the moment I saw this dude coming, I said, oh, Drake, please, no.
He wanted to cry.
Please don't.
He wanted to cry.
You know, he did.
I wanted Serena to win so bad. So, but the thing about Drake is, this is now the fourth championship
that
Drake
screwed
up. He showed up at the Seattle Seahawks as they were warming up for the Super Bowl. He visited Russell Wilson.
Jessica Simpson.
Right. He showed up at. He visited Russell Wilson, who was Sierra's boo. Seattle goes out and loses. He showed up at the final for the University of Kentucky. The University of Kentucky ends up losing in the Final Four. He then he appeared with LeBron, was there, put his arms around LeBron, laughing, warming up with Cleveland. Cleveland lost. And now he shows up at the U.S. Open, and Serena Williams loses to an absolute nobody. Ms. O.D., Drake's fault or not?
I think it's a little bit of two things. I think it's that Illuminati. Because let me tell you, I think Drake brought the Illuminati all up and through her shit. Because if you think about it, just like how that, what was she? She was on record to be the first black woman to make the Grand Slam for all three since like 1988 or something like that.
Yeah, she would have been the first black woman ever to win a Grand Slam, to win all four. Now I got to double check that. Maybe Althea Gibson, but that was a long time ago. But this would have been the first person to do it since 1988, and Steffi Graf, who she was actually chasing to catch her in majors.
And they was not trying to have this big booty black girl come up and beat Steffi Graf's record. So just listen to Floyd Mayweather, where we're not going to let you pass Rocky. We'll let you tie that nigga, but we're not going to let you pass him. They doing the same thing to her. Listen, boo-boo, you could try again next year, but we're not going to let you pass the great.
And speaking of Floyd Mayweather, he is fighting tonight in an attempt to tie Rocky Marciano.
And that's all they're going to let his little monkey ass do is tie.
So we have a few things. I like I said, I do blame Drake just for the fact that I just think he's got the KOD, which is the kiss of death. I think he's got KOD, and he's had it with those other teams. I just think it's just a bad luck.
That dude that casinos bring to the table when you on fire. Drake is a professional cooler. He just don't know it.
So, Serena, try again. The Australian's coming up. If you win the Australian, you will then, that'll be your 22nd major, and you'll tie Steffi Graf, and hopefully then get 23 and pass her
and
be
that
the greatest
Drake in Toronto,
player of all
bitch.
Time.
Right.
Yeah, let Drake chill until you win it. Speaking of Drake, we got a few things about Drake. So, Lolo Jones, who is a athlete.
That cunt bitch, man. I can't stand her ass.
She shaded Serena Williams one time before, and then again now she sent out a tweet to Drake and said, "Don't worry, Drake, I'm here for you, boo, when Serena dumps you."
But her name is Lolo.
Yeah, Lolo Jones. I think she's a trap.
She's one of them uppy, light-skinned black bitches with pretty eyes who thinks that she has, like, something over all women that are darker than her or don't seem as petite and feminine as her. She's just a fucking cunt bitch. Like, that's that girl where you send Keisha to go fuck her up on principle. Like, seriously.
And she is a, let's see, what team is she? She plays for.
She does multiple sports. She's kind of like a little chameleon, so when it comes to the Olympics, you never know where that bitch is going to show up at. So, like, she runs track. She does,
they
like...
They let you be a chameleon like that. Like, you're not supposed to just get one thing and stick to it.
She does 20 things during the Summer Olympics, and then she'll hop into, like, a fucking bobsled in the wintertime, too. She's just retarded.
Yeah, she put on there...
able to do everything.
Well, no, not the fact that she can do everything, but she, like, she says, I don't know, Heaven, I don't know if you remember, like, a few years ago, she made a comment calling, no. Remember they went off on the Rutgers basketball team about when the guy called them, I guess, like, nappy-headed hoes or something?
Yes,
remember that shit?
Yes.
And then she came up with some side shit, was like, well, I mean, they really do look like nappy-headed hoes. But the way that she said it was, like, in a tone as if, like, they were beneath.
She's better?
Yes, yes.
Got you.
Like, she's that person who always says shit, and then when somebody's about to fuck her up, she goes back and says, no, I didn't mean it that way. I meant simply, you know, she's one of them.
Oh, I hate those bitches. Own it up. Mm-hmm. Own up to what the fuck you said, bitch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
she made a comment. The fame runner reacted to photos of Drake and Serena kissing in Ohio, with the message "Drake and Serena making out? ? Bad enough competing against his groupies, and now I have to compete against the best female athlete." So I guess she's trying to throw it out there that she has a crush on Drake. Speaking of Drake, another thing that happened. My God, he was all in the news. Another thing that happened was Rihanna, who we'll get to later with this new relationship that or screwing fest that she's in. She shot a text to Drake after Drake posted a picture, because it looks as though Drake is bulking up, and maybe he's gonna feel as though he got to beat some people up after going through what he did with Meek. But Drake has really bulked up, as I'm looking at
I was
going to
say,
pictures.
He did bulk up out of nowhere once that beef with Meek started, didn't he?
Yeah, he's really.
That nigga got that just got out of jail body. He's like,
yeah.
He did bulk up.
You know the pipe game good now. You know the pipe game.
You already know,
that's
girl.
That's why Rihanna acting up. She like, oh, he got games, nigga. He got games.
So after he posted this picture, Rihanna allegedly shot him an "I miss you" text. Said right after she must have saw that picture, said, "Oh man,
telling you,
I miss this nigga."
Said, "Oh, the beefcake must be popping now." Ow.
So allegedly, Serena was present when he received that text, and the word I'm getting from a PR rep was she was not too excited, because what's happening is, she has a lot of friends.
Make me lose my match. Then you go come out here.
She has a lot of friends and family warning her, saying that Drake is not the guy for her. And if you saw Miss Wendy Williams in the beginning of this week, she also made a reference to that. She's basically Serena's family, and let me get your take on this. Serena's family and friends are warning Serena that Drake is not the guy for her because he broke her heart in the past. Now, if you remember when Common and Drake went through that little beef. Yeah, when Common and Drake went through that little beef, it was over Serena Williams. So, Serena kind of like
high school.
Yeah, Serena kind of like right after, you know, Common got upset because he said it makes it seem like Drake stole you from me when we in turn had been split up, you know, for and it wasn't even that long. Maybe a month, if that. But it's obviously Serena had to have been talking to Drake for her to have gotten with him that quick. But what happened was Serena, from what they say, never really got over Drake. And Drake kind of, you know, wasn't really trying to be serious at that time. So now, according to my sources, they're saying that Drake's friends are saying this time around he's taking this relationship much different. You know, he's a little older now, and he's taking his relationship with Serena much different. Now, if you ask me, to me, that's the type of Serena is the type of chick you wife up.
Absolutely,
from what I see. But this, she's got to sit together.
But that
she's
nigga
got
ain't ready
money.
For no fucking wife.
Right?
Oh, hell
she got no.
Uh-uh.
Kids. You know, she don't got a bad reputation. But I would have to agree with them. Do you agree with what the friends are trying to tell her? You know what? He broke your heart before. I don't think he's the guy for him. Wendy Williams also said she's more of a ladies' man at this moment. And Serena is 32. She's older than him. She's No, she's 33. He's 28. And, you know, Serena is more ready to settle down. Drake is not. How do you feel about Serena's friends and family warning her that Drake isn't the guy, not to get too serious over him?
I mean, who knows? I mean, and Wendy Williams always got two cents about shit. But, you know, who knows? Maybe he is, because from what I've heard from friends who actually are cool with Drake, they say, I've never met him. We've been in
right.
the same room together, but I'm not one to really kind of, you know, try to pile up in somebody's fucking group.
Right.
But that he's actually a very, like, emotional person. That he actually,
right.
he, like when he's in love, he's in love. When he's in lust kind of thing. And that's why a lot
right.
of people are worried that he may not survive the music industry because he internalizes a lot of shit. So if he is
mm-hmm.
kind of that kind of like, well, if I love you, I love you and I'm with you kind of person, I think they could work second time around. But, you know, even if they don't work, ain't neither one of them motherfuckers broke, so it's easier to get over, you know, a broken heart, you know, going to fucking France with your girlfriends than sitting in your apartment in the middle of the fucking project. I'm just saying. So, you know, if they work, great, because he's a fucking brand, she's a powerhouse, awesome. And then I think because she isn't as dainty as a lot of the other girls that he's used to being around, that people
right.
try to write her off, but she's an attractive girl, she's talented, she makes fucking money, so I think people always try to, you know, put other attractive celebrities with, like, the Rihannas or the fucking, you know, red bottom
right.
strippers and shit, and I think the reason why he may like her so much is because she's just that regular girl. Motherfuckers in the industry, they'll party, bullshit, fuck, suck, whatever, with the girls of their, you know, dreams from high school that they could never get with. But I think when it's time to really settle down, they go more for substance. So, you might. I don't know.
Girl,
Ms. OD?
You don't want that shit.
Why?
That shit was
why?
Good.
How would you not want Serena Williams?
No. Listen, he wants her, but he wants her because good look for him right now. Like, think about it from this perspective, right? This nigga Meek is holding Nicki over his head like a motherfucker. Who can Drake go after that's really going to be on that same type of level? It can't be another rapper because ain't no female rappers in the game like that. So you got to take it elsewhere. This bitch was on track to win the fucking Grand Slam. Had she won
yeah.
that, she would have been on top of the motherfucking world. He would have fulfilled his duty to Illuminati. So, therefore, I personally feel like it was just an attempt to have a banging-ass, high-powered bitch on his arm.
But mm. when he was with her, but he was with her before. And now,
which
now
is why,
that she didn't make
it,
so what, are you
so
thinking now that it's going to be over?
That's why it made it so easy for him to weasel his way back in there, because he already had that in.
So
yeah, that's true. We all have that one or two people that we know we could get back with at any time.
Word.
Do you believe now that she did not win it, that he's just going to disappear?
I don't think he's going to disappear right away.
I kind of thought Nicki was going to end this thing with Meek, but she's still riding
she
around on the back of his motorcycle in Philly.
She is.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with them. I mean, I barely have time to pay attention to my own life, but when I do have a chance to just, like, scroll through the timeline, she's starting to show Whitney Houston-esque character traits.
Nigga.
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, so we have to go into the VMAs because we didn't get a chance to discuss that situation. So the whole VMA, Nicki Minaj, Miley Cyrus, Miley dissing Meek Mill situation, during the if people didn't catch that, there was a little skit in the VMAs. Now, a lot of people blame the skit on for Nicki flipping out on Miley Cyrus, but the skit came after Nicki flipped out on Miley Cyrus. That's what a lot of people are failing to not understand. That skit came after she flipped out on Miley Cyrus. Okay, so you know what had happened was she put through a Miley Cyrus had done an interview, okay, maybe like 2 weeks prior to the award show. Now, remember, this was after Nicki and Taylor Swift got into the Twitter misunderstanding, what have you. Now, and going back to what Ari said, Nicki Minaj had not been in any sorts of Twitter problems prior to this relationship with Meek Mill. Since Nicki's been with Meek Mill, she has now been in four different altercations, been in the middle of four different altercations, and someone had made a good point. Someone said that Nicki Minaj had lost all credibility, had lost a lot of her credibility with the hood when she was making the Starships and the Boom 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 songs and what have you. Now that white people are starting to turn their back on Nicki, she had to go and get her hood pass back. So she goes and links up with a street ghetto rapper. Okay, and now she's getting, that's kind of like getting her hood pass. Now she's acting all dipped out. She wants to act.
And also, the thing about it
ghetto.
Is, Meek's a fucking pill popper. So you're not going to tell me on your late nights, you and him laid up in the room, if he's popping something, you ain't popping something.
Right. And I'm telling you, that whole thing looks weird to me. That she looks like she, you know, Meeks has already made it clear to her that no woman of mine is going to be doing this, and no woman of mine is going to be dancing up on rappers and colleagues and label mates, stuff like that. So what happened was Miley had basically made a comment and gave her opinion. They asked her a question about when Nicki's comment about, oh, you know, if I was a skinny chick and I made Anaconda, then everyone would be calling it great choreograph and I'd be winning all the awards or what have you.
The thing
so
is, that was not a hot song. It was not. Like, I don't know what she thinks. What is it, catchy when you're sitting there, or are the little kids singing it or whatever? But that's
right.
Not. It's not like it was like fucking Michael Jackson's We Are the World. Like, her perception of this song is that she should be winning Nobel Prizes and shit. Like, I'm so confused because it wasn't a good song.
That song was like that Kanye workout plan song.
No,
that's the level
I
think that shit at. It was like,
but
it was,
it
a
does.
Good,
it was
a
just
kind of
like, oh,
video.
Catchy.
The video was real entertaining.
Right, and remember, this
is
the video awards. This is the video awards, Ari, and I think this is what she was stating. She was stating more of the video, saying that video was the most played video of the year.
Naked and gyrating her ass around. Of
right.
course it was
and,
more
and we know
than
that.
Anything.
Right,
feel,
and we know that. And then,
like,
and
damn,
then
if I was going to put my ass out there like that, I should be getting awards for it. What the fuck?
Right.
I
but
bared
the thing
my
is,
soul.
But the thing is, where I don't understand Nicki, is that Nicki right now is in the place that she is because of white people, not because of black people.
Right.
Nicki Minaj's biggest records are Anaconda, Boom Ba Boom, and Starships. Do any of y'all pump that in your whips?
No.
So none of you pump Starships, Boom Ba Boom, or Anaconda in your cars. White people buy those records. White people are the ones who, to me, put Nicki over the top. They took her into mainstream. Okay, so for her to sit up and try to turn this into a race thing, when Nicki, you're the only bitch that's been winning awards in the rap and the female in the rap category the last 4 years. So it's not
mm-hmm.
like you weren't getting awards, and she got an award for Anaconda that night. So she made the comment that she should have been up for Video of the Year, and it's only because she is a thick black woman, and that's the reason why she didn't get the award. And if I was a skinny chick, now, of course, in that category,
the
only skinny white chick was Taylor Swift.
But the thing is, Nicki Minaj is not thick. She is a skinny, petite girl with an ass. And it's not even a real ass. So it's like, what part of that makes you thick?
She just mad she wasn't pulling Beyonce awards.
Then on top of that, then she tried to throw Beyonce into it and said, look at the video with me and Beyonce. How is that video not nominated? Right. So she then said, made a comment about skinny white, and the only person in that category was Taylor Swift. So she was, of course, she was talking about Taylor Swift. What she did not expect to happen was Taylor to call her on it. So when Taylor Swift called her on it, then she went to the old, did I mention your name line? I never mentioned your name. So she made Taylor look crazy, like Taylor Swift was just starting. And, you know, Taylor ends up, you know, Taylor wants to keep peace, so she ends up apologizing, blah, blah, blah. Nikki, I'll come, you can come up on stage with me. You're always welcome on my stage, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, shit.
So after
Taylor basically still showed that I'll be the bigger person, bitch, but don't forget who trumps you.
Right. So that kind of blows over. Taylor actually apologizes to Nicki Minaj. So Miley does an interview, and they ask Miley about the incident. She basically said, in her opinion, that Nicki Minaj handled it wrong. She said if she wants to pull the, and she even said, I'll even give her the race card. If she wants to pull the race card, she there are ways of doing that. Said, but you shouldn't make it about you. If you're trying to make it as though you were standing up for women who are built like you, when you were really just making it, would really just sound like I didn't win the award, so now I'm sore, sour grapes.
Yeah.
So then she said, she didn't think she handled it the right way, and she also said, but that is, you know, according to a lot of people, that's Nicki Minaj. She's just not very nice, according to a lot of people. So Nicki waits until the award show, and that's why I guess a lot of people thought at first that it was fake, because, you know, her and Taylor had came out together, did a little performance, and Nicki was acting like she was mad, but then at the end she started smiling or what have you. So everyone thought, okay, so this is just another gimmick.
I don't know why she
thinks
this mean girl look is a good look. Like, I don't know why she thinks that. Like, people don't like a mean bitch. Like, people want to feel like, listen, people like Rihanna because she's cool until you fuck with her. Okay,
right.
Now, you coming over here, you want to just be fucking mean bitch out the gate. Like, come on, you driving away people that want to like you. I want to like you, but you're a fucking bitch.
So,
yeah, no, it was funny because I have a girlfriend in New York, and this was maybe like 2 years ago, right when Nicki, like, really started to pop. And a friend of mine, she is a journalist or whatever, so she was so excited. Literally, she was like, oh, I'm going to be backstage with Nicki Minaj. I finally get a chance to, if nothing else, if I can't ask her a couple of questions, you know, just meet her. Like, my girl was like a diehard fan for this chick, and she was like, Ari, now mind you, my friend, drop dead natural fucking beauty. I call her a glamazon because her legs are so fucking long. Beautiful Puerto Rican girl. And she's very like, you know, eclectic with her style. So some days you look at her, you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Other days you're like, that's fucking genius. I love it. Anyways, she was like, Ari, I didn't even, you know, go up to her after our initial introduction. She was like, because she was giving me dirty looks from across the fucking little VIP room all damn night. And she was like, there was only like 15 of us backstage, so
now
it wasn't like, oh, maybe she's not staring at me. She was like, she was literally mean mugging me the whole fucking time, as if, why the fuck is this back here?
Now let me tell you something. I know from my own personal sources that have dealt with Nicki that she's the type of female, she does not like competition around her. She'll want to hang out with a bunch of people if there's a group of people. She does not want no females around unless they her peoples.
Mm.
She does not like competition around her.
Crazy. Mm. And mind you, Rich is in the room, but yet you're insecure about, you know, what? That's what kills me.
We're going to go. So really quickly, we'll get to a phone call, 904 Erico, but real quickly, you know, she comes up and does the, yo, Miley, what's good, you know, which has been the slogan now. Every time, you know, you see Nicki or you see Miley, people are saying, Miley, what's good? So people thought it was a setup. You know, people thought it was is rigged up. But Meek Mill, if you notice his timeline before the awards, he said, he had tweeted, the only reason I'm going to the awards is to check out my shorty and to check some people. and then he puts an LOL behind it. I can never take a guy serious on Twitter when he puts LOL behind me on it.
No, and then my thing is, who are you checking, nigga? Like, you know, remember we were talking about last time about how Meek could not fuck with Drake on any level,
right?
Because Drake is a brand. Meek is an artist on a label. But
right,
it's the fact that Drake, I've heard that fucking back-to-back song 50 million times a day throughout my office, on the radio, people's cars driving by. Drake's making money off of that shit. So when Meek always tries to play like this tough guy role, it's like, nigga, nobody can take you serious, but yet you hype your girl
right
up, sit there and curse somebody out on TV. But how long did it take you to address the Drake thing? And all
right
shit bullshit aside, who conceded first?
That's true. We'll get back to that 904 area code, John Hot Sugar.
Yo, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Hey.
What's going on?
What's up? Yo, I want to say, yo, what stuff y'all talking about, y'all are making some really, really good points, because Nicki is really a lot better than what she puts out, but her attitude does take her stock down. Even in the streets, in the industry, everywhere, it takes her value down, because she's an a-hole, you know, in public.
Right.
She's kind of a risk, and y'all are exactly right. Y'all hit. But then you also, I'm not saying that you forget this, but you got to remember, like I said another time, Nicki is one of Wayne's artists. And, you know,
right,
Wayne is like off the chain. Like, that's kind of, you kind of caught in a catch 22. Like, because she's really good. She's really talented, too, at the same time. So, you know, I'm with y'all. I agree with y'all 100%.
So, have you heard from any sources of yours, or have you had any experiences dealing with Nicki? Because, you know, a lot of us have or know someone who has experience, and all reports coming back is she's not a great person to deal with. Have you heard
the same thing
as well?
No, I have not dealt with it yet. Nope.
Okay.
Not yet. And I've done a ton of shows and done a ton of stuff. I've dealt with Weezy. And as a matter of fact, I just was talking with Baby like a couple of days ago.
I was
just talking to him like really recently. But I don't really deal with females like that anyway.
Right.
So I really wouldn't have a chance to. But I understand where you're coming from. I understand what you're saying and all, but so far, no, I haven't.
Okay. Hey, man, we thank for your input, and keep checking us out every Saturday, 11 p.m. to midnight. I'm going to get back to that. I think Nicki was dead ass wrong for what she did. I mean, you can, and it shows, because a lot of people was coming down on her. So whatever she was trying to do kind of backfired on her because, you know, these white people won't get tired of you coming for their own that's more popular than you. You're going to have to stop coming for these white folks that's more popular.
You know what drives me crazy? She'll do some shit like that, but then she'll go on the Ellen show stroking her hair and, oh, my God, yes. And, oh, yes, I have a line at Kmart. And I just really want little girls to be able to know that they can do anything. Like, come on, yo. Like, you're trying too hard in some department. I can't even tell which one it is.
Oh, my God. Let's go to something that took place today, some exclusive Hot Sugar stuff. And this is Plies versus Young Thug. Now, I don't know if anybody's seen this.
Listen,
but,
yo.
This shit is hilarious.
But Young Thug, okay, we'll start with how this happened. Young Thug's baby mother, okay, posts a video, apparently, of their daughter. And I swear to God, I don't mean to be mean. I thought that was a man. I thought that was a little boy. I always thought that was a little boy. So then she's saying she's motherfucking tired. And then you hear the mother keep saying, what? What did you say? Because she's trying to get the little girl who's 3 years old, poor thing, to repeat what she's saying. I'm motherfucking tired. What?
Because that's what her daddy say all the time. I don't get motherfucking tired.
Right. I'm motherfucking tired. So what happened was Plies repost the video and says, this is just my mood right now. I'm motherfucking tired. So Plies reposts the video. Young Thug then comes back. Now, instead of getting mad at his old ratchet ass baby mama who's posting this 3-year old with gold caps in her mouth or silver caps because her teeth are rotted away or whatever it is, it's a 3-year old with silver caps in her mouth and saying I'm unfucking tired and picking a nose on Instagram.
Just looking so fucking raggedy. I don't care if that's a
and
baby or not.
Raggedy.
That was
you
a raggedy fucking looking
deal.
Kid.
What is your daughter doing looking like that? Okay.
You know,
so
from what I heard from the story, I thought he told her to post the video.
Okay, we're going to get to that. Okay, now, after he posted the video, then I guess he thought that was cute, or the mother thought it was cute. Everybody just absolutely drags him through social media for seeing that. His question is parenting skills. You know, why is he posing like that? Why is a three-year-old girl cursing? You know, why is she digging in her nose? Why does she look like you have no money, but you got gold and diamonds all through your face and all in your neck, but this kid is looking raggedy? Then he comes on to try to deter the detention and starts threatening plies. You better take that MF video down. You don't be posting my daughter up on social media. You better have that video down by today, fuck nigga. And so plies lets a couple of hours go past, and everybody's saying, why aren't you mad at the mother of your child for posting that on Instagram?
But the crazy thing is that little kid said it so clear. So apparently the way that she even – like the context in which she even put it and expressed herself, that's what she hears all day, every day. Just
exactly.
That tone, that demeanor, everything. So it's
exactly.
Like you can't be mad at the kid. You got to be mad at the mother. It's just
right.
– I don't know.
The kid is 3 years old. She's only going on what she hears. So Plies responds back, and he was hot and on the response.
And
you know,
agree with his response wholeheartedly. He was like, nigga, I didn't even know that was your fucking baby.
Right.
And if you do have an issue, you contact me directly. Who you checking? I would have said the same
motherfucking
thing. I was
just going to say that. You could have sent him a direct message off from the old son. That's my daughter. Please
that's
take her down.
That's what I'm saying. But that's not what they do. That's what got Meek in the jam that he got in. That's what got him called Twitter fingers. And that's what they do. They put it out there on social media. Now, I'm sure Young Thug, if he does not have Ply's number, I'm sure he could have got it. Why don't you call him?
Listen, it's Instagram.
Or,
you could have
direct
messaged that motherfucker.
Right, direct message him. Yo, that's my daughter. Can you take that down? And that's what Ply
but
said.
But then his response after, he was like, my baby's mother, something like, he ain't the only bitch that's in trouble. My daughter's mother's
yes,
in trouble now,
mother,
too.
Because I had no idea.
But still refers to Ply as a bitch. Like, he ain't the only bitch in trouble for this video. Like, nigga, you
right.
should be in trouble for even fucking somebody so ratchet and allowing her to do that.
So, like I said, he did that because of the response that he got. Plies basically said, you fuck nigga. If I didn't even know that was your daughter. I've never respected nobody's child. I didn't even know that was your daughter. And if you ask me to take it down, you don't threaten me about nothing. I said, you don't threaten me and tell me what I better do. If that was your daughter, you should have called me and told me or asked me to take it down. And I would have took it down. So,
word, I don't see them having an issue with that at all.
And on principalities, that shit would stay up till eternity.
Right. That's what I would do. I would leave it up
you're
for
so
eternity.
Petty.
I would not take it down. Petty. Petty wop.
Shit. Matter of fact, I'm so petty, I probably post it once a day like, man, bitch, still motherfucking tired. I don't give a fuck. I petty people down to the fucking roots under the rug. I don't give a fuck.
Oh,
whatever.
So,
I'll get on your bad side, girl.
So
yeah, okay.
Then after that, I believe that he came right back with a video saying, you're saying you don't disrespect anyone's children, but you just called my daughter a bitch multiple times. Now, what Plies does is Plies wasn't actually calling her a bitch, but that's the way he talks. He puts the B-I-H in his little lingo when he's talking.
But now, does it mean bitch or does it just mean B?
Well, I think it means bitch.
No, I think it depends on the tone in which he says it. Some tones he says it where it's like, no, that means bitch. But then sometimes, not to sound retarded, but I think sometimes he even says it as like babe or baby. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think it has a double meaning.
It's
I
hard
really
to
do.
I think so, too. I think he was saying it on some, like, I didn't even know that was your daughter, B. Like, that B was your daughter. I don't know. I don't see him calling no girl
he's
a bitch
strange.
Like that.
It's hard
to
understand, Plies. He may have meant bitch, but I think he meant it in a loving way. even though she was three. But anyway, I think he came. Then I think the mother posted. Young Thug said, "Oh, because if I had known that she had my daughter on recording her, she would have never even made the internet. It would never on the internet." Please. But he only said that because he saw everybody coming down and everybody was tearing him up.
I bet you after she recorded it, he was the first person she sent it to. Like, look at your daughter. And he's like,
he thought that
that's
was cute.
My baby. She be known. This is my baby Todd.
But the crazy thing, I'm sorry, that child looks so raggedy. Am I the only one still stuck on that?
Yeah, she looked very raggedy. And like I said, you have a record deal. You obviously are keeping yourself. When they raided his house, they showed some house that was not small. It, you know, looked like some big ass house in Atlanta or LA, or whatever it was, I think Atlanta, and it was not no small house. So, what are you doing with your daughter walking around?
And total sidebar, it drives me absolutely insane when all these rappers that are down south go bankrupt and lose their fucking homes and cars and shit. Them houses be like $300 for a 6-bedroom mansion. Like, what the fuck are you doing with your motherfucking life that you can't pay for your motherfucking bills? I don't understand. Like, gold cannot be that important, bro.
Mm-mm. I realized how retarded he was when he was on the red carpet and some reporter asked him about, does he think artists have an obligation to comment or something about social justice issues or some shit? And he was
right.
Like, no. He was like, that's not our place. We sitting here, we make this money, we got our gold and stuff, we just living. And it was almost like, nigga, really? That's how I knew how...
He wasn't shit.
I'm not surprised his kid looks like that and acts like that, because he looks and acts like that. They're all fucking raggedy.
646-595-4038. They're saying follow live. I'm trying to follow this fight live. Try to get some scorecards as Floyd Mayweather goes for 49-0. I know a lot of people out there, you know, hoping he loses, but I just don't see it. I believe that if he didn't lose to Manny Pacquiao, I can't see Floyd losing. Unless he hangs around too long, you know, wants to hang around, he's 40, 41 years of age, you know, and then that right there, he could find himself in a loss. But I'll try to keep you updated for the next 15 minutes that we're on and see if we updates on Floyd. So we covered the Young Thug Plies thing. So do you think Plies was wrong for leaving the video up?
No.
Hell no.
I would have. Because now it's just on principle. Like, who the fuck are you checking? Kiss my ass.
I think I would have left it up too. As petty as it is.
I would have.
I think I would have left it up too.
Yep.
You know.
And all because of the way you went about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You probably ain't never really had no interaction with me before. This is probably the first time that we're ever really conversing
right.
For it to really mean anything. And that's the first impression you putting out there. Stop
and you
trying
know
to be a motherfucking
me?
Thug.
The fact, nothing on that initial video post, anywhere where you see that video online, until people knew it was Young Thug's kid, said Young Thug's kid. So it's like, nigga, that could
right.
have been some random meme, baby. Who the hell knew?
Mm. Yeah, the only way I really knew it was his kid is when he came out and said, "Oh, you better take that down, blah blah blah." I mean, so anyway, that's it for that.
I'm motherfucking tired.
Yeah,
I'm gonna just walk through my office saying that shit all next week. I'm motherfucking tired. What'd you say? I'm motherfucking tired.
Oh my goodness. So, with a couple of other things,
I would have slapped
happened.
The grills right out of my baby mouth. You motherfucking what? Slap
another
them
thing
grills
that happened
right
was,
on out your teeth.
Was Rihanna now is now officially, I don't know whether it is.
No, oh my God, please don't say it. Then you make it true. Don't say it.
Yes,
listen,
Rihanna, I was holding out, but I do have a video of Rihanna and Travis Scott kissing.
No.
Oh, man.
Grinding, kissing. Now, remember, the other day they caught her, you know, she just went, you know, we just thought that was, and yes, by the way, that is Chris Brown's boy. Probably not anymore, but that's Chris Brown's boy. Rihanna had went to buy his, they caught her coming out, you know, you got pictures of her coming out of the record store. She went to buy Travis Scott's album. And then the next night, she went to this block, Rihanna threw this thing called a block party, and she went to this party with Travis Scott. They were canoodling, dancing, then finally the cameras caught them in the corner kissing and going, this is why, listen, Rihanna, listen. I understand you're down to earth and you're this, but you are really, really, you got to get points taken away from me as far as I'm concerned. You got to get points taken away when you downgrade the Travis Scott.
Everybody is allowed a blemish on their record. Everybody is allowed one blemish.
This is my thing.
You probably got a big
you're
dick, though.
To...
I mean, after sometimes it's just
what?
About the dick.
You're right. Not only that, but because she's so fucking fly and he looked the way he do, he probably treat her like fucking gold.
You already know, girl. Big dick and
but,
gold. What?
For real. But, if he looking ratchet, like busted like that, and he's with somebody that looks like Rihanna, he ain't never had no girl, never pulled no girl that looked like that. That nigga probably treat her like a motherfucking princess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Rihanna.
I'm
listen.
Telling you, because these pretty niggas ain't doing it.
You're,
I'm telling you.
You're Queen Riri.
Right?
Okay, you're Queen Riri. You cannot be fucking Travis Scott. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I wasn't
you cannot,
doing that. I wasn't doing that. I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying.
You cannot be with Travis Scott. Okay? You know, you have to have some. There, I'm sure. Find another ugly guy with a name. Hell, Kim Kardashian found Kanye West. Find another ugly dude with a name or with some sort of status. You are a brand. You cannot be walking around here with Travis Scott. You can't. Rihanna can't be seen with somebody that nobody knows who the hell they are. You're Queen Riri. You got people. You got Rihanna Navy saying that she's on Beyonce's level. You think Beyonce would fuck Soulja Boy? That's basically about the same level that
and
Travis Scott is
you,
on.
That Travis Scott. Did you see that video upper? What the hell is it? At the con.
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott
probably
video.
Not because I don't think I've ever heard a record, but that's good that you've seen
you,
it. What about it?
Listen, man, don't know, can nobody tell me that this man is not affiliated with motherfucking Illuminati, and I'm back
oh
to
that. Oh, my God. She is
okay,
on her
listen.
Illuminati shit tonight.
Listen, I saw that video today. Let me tell you how there's owls all up and through that video. Second of all, I believe they filmed that video at Bohemian Grove. Have you ever, you know what Bohemian Grove is?
No, tell me.
Listen, you have to look up Bohemian Grove. I'm schooling you tonight, okay? Bohemian Grove is basically, I want to say like the cult grounds for Illuminati. These books that they come out with every, I believe, 7 to 10 years with a list and pictures and basically things for them to, it's like their yearbook for the Illuminati, okay? Bush, him and his daddy is in that shit, okay? Them should show people that are dressing in drag. Bohemian Grove is where they did their sacrifices, where they set up all of their cultic-looking type situations. Google
right.
That shit. I'm telling you, that shit is all up and through that video. You can hear the voice of Baphomet when the video first starts. It's scary. It is truly and deeply scary.
I don't know if I want to look it up because then all of a sudden they start seeing who's looking them up and listen, I already got the feds in my life. I don't need Illuminati too. Yes.
I felt like
you
I was
said that,
being,
not me.
I felt like they were trying to talk to me through the subliminals. Like seriously.
Oh God.
That's like it was
that's
playing
what they're trying
and I didn't
to do.
Even
they're
want
trying,
to listen.
To
that shit
you.
Was crazy. I'm telling you, for all the listeners out there, don't say I never taught you nothing. Look up Bohemian Grove. I'm telling you.
And when guys come and put a black sack over your head, you know who to thank too.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, yeah, so it looks as though that's her new boo or what have you.
Oh,
and
God.
Earlier in the week, the one story that took off early in the week, we'll close out with this, is Chris Brown is still, and Ari made notes since a long time ago, Ari thinks that Carucci's still on payroll for Chris Brown. But Chris Brown just refuses to let this girl move on. So, as we know, Marcus Houston made a comment on Carucci's picture last week. Made a comment about how her butt's getting bigger and how, you know.
He's gay, though. He's allowed to say that.
Your butt's getting bigger and yo, this, that, and the other. And then here goes Chris Brown comments on the picture. Yeah, and says, "Go home, Roger." from the line from the old show.
Oh,
sister.
He getting bodied
right.
By a singing nigga. Oh.
So, yeah.
No. But you know what? A lot of people wouldn't get that joke. Like younger generations wouldn't
right.
get that joke.
They don't get that joke.
No.
So then what happened was Chris Brown's cronies, which I you know me, I'm a big hater of cronies. I hate cronies. I hate guys that are just benefiting because they're Chris Brown's boy and they're fucking the same chick Chris Brown is fucking, and they have,
let me tell you,
they have no, they have no business being, and they're always the one talking. This was right after the woman got shot in Virginia. So Chris Brown's boys post a picture of three guns, and they said, "Oh, a lot of cats around here getting disrespectful. We don't care if they're not together no more. You're being disrespectful by commenting on her."
Let me tell you something though. Them cronies do that shit because the people that they're doing it for can't. So these niggas say all the things that because trust me, them celebrity ass niggas be sitting right next to, yo, say this. And them niggas write that shit and they take the heat for it for these niggas in turn for being taken care of. I'm telling you.
But the thing is this. These people are still going to, especially Chris Brown, they're not going to blame these cronies. They're still going to blame Chris Brown. Because
they don't care, though.
Because
all
right,
they
number
know is
one,
they don't stick to
number one,
story.
Chris Brown,
I didn't write
it. In the situation. Now, the thing, the whole twist of this is, then people are saying, now remember, Chris Brown commented, "Go home, Roger." Chris Brown also commented to Tyson Beckford when Tyson Beckford took a picture with Carucci all hugged up. Chris Brown. Now, so people are saying he knows who to talk to. He was calm.
Mm-hmm.
So then, Game, with his petty self, Game then likes one of Carucci's pictures a few days ago. And Game is not following anybody on Instagram. So he then clicks and follows Carucci. He follows Carucci. Right? Of course, Chris, everyone's saying, "Go ahead, Chris, say something to Game." Right, so one of the cronies again. This time, Chris didn't say anything. One of the cronies stepped up, said something to Chris Brown. I mean, said something to Game, or what have you. Game basically telling him, you know, "When I see you, I'm fucking you up on sight." And everybody knows you the one who robbed Chris in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now remember, Chris Brown's mother went on Twitter when that whole robbery thing went down, and she put a comment in it because Chris Brown's mother follows me on Twitter, and she said on her timeline, "Be careful who you have in your circle." So Game had said about the same dude, "Everybody knows you the reason why Chris got robbed in the first place." So that's another thing that people are standing out there to Chris Brown is, he needs to watch the people that he has in his camp, because these dudes he has in his camp, they're so-called fake blood. They're so-called bloods, and Chris is out there perpetrating like he's a blood. Chris, listen, you're a singer. Singers aren't bloods. Okay, niggas that sing songs are in our blood.
Except,
you're a singer.
Hold on now. Except August Alsina, that nigga thugger than a motherfucker. I'm sorry, I don't know. That
listen,
nigga right here, son.
August,
that nigga,
he might
I know
be
he slapped the body or two. I don't care what nobody says. He got them right down there in the ninth ward.
No blood that's be on stage. We're out of time. We'll end it right there. Next Saturday, we're supposed to have your boy Ari, DJ. He said that he said he'd come on next week.
My boy Trey Songz. I was about to say,
we'll work on that, Ms. OD. We'll work on
listen,
that.
We got to do an in studio for that one.
And you're like, listen, where we got to be?
Anywhere he want to be, Ari. Anywhere he want to be.
So we'll see everybody next week. Thanks to Ms. OD and Ari Good. So we say bye next week. So far through four, it's all Mayweather. Money Mayweather.
Of course.
Going for 49 and all. So we'll say bye next week. Oh, he's Illuminati too, huh?